all of you, and we are happy to see you all, and we are glad that you are always, all of you has a great part in the work here in New Life Bible Baptist Church for the long, how many years, and thank you so much for all the things that God has showered you in Kuwait Bible Believers Baptist Church. And thank you for Pastor Bob, and especially that we miss the presence of our beloved Sister Dawn. And we know it is sad, but we turn to the reality that we cannot own the life, our life in this earth. So thank you very much for all your support, and from greetings from all the members here in New Life Bible Baptist Church, Bakong Ligos Oriental. And we love you all, and we believe that every one of us, we are here this morning, as we're happy to join to you every Friday in your worship, in fellowship. We are encouraged more to do more in the work of God, because Jesus Christ is coming soon to receive us, and maybe someday we meet Sister Dawn in heaven. It is not someday, but it is reality that we are all be there in heaven. That is the higher ground that God preparing for us in heaven. So for us, it is sad, but in heaven, it is a victory for Sister Dawn already. So it is his time, her time, to a graduation time for her. And he was there in heaven already. So this morning, let us open our Bible, please, in Acts chapter 1, verse number 7 down to verse number 8. The Bible says, and I believe you have the Bible because we are the Bible-believing Christian, and we believe that we have the King James Bible. Amen. We have the King James Bible that we have right now. So the Bible says, and it said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. In verse 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So let us pray. Our Father God in heaven, we pray that you are the one to bless the message this morning, this noon. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. In spite of our trials and problems and sorrow, thank you, Lord, that you are always there for us. Thank you, Lord, for comforting the work in Kuwait, O God, the Bible Believers Baptist Church under the leadership of Pastor Bob. Thank you so much, O God, for the blessing of all the members. Even though sometimes we have trials and we have this pandemic time of coronavirus, but God, thank you for your sustaining grace. Thank you for your goodness to us, and thank you for the perseverance, Lord, that you are the one to handle and sustain us, O God, especially the work there in Kuwait Bible Believers Baptist Church. We pray, Father, that you are the one to bless every members of that church, O God, that they are continue serving you until you come. And we pray that, Lord, bless them and pour out the blessing even their lives, that, Lord, continue to protect them. And we pray that you are the one to bless the message this morning, this noon. We pray, Father, that you are the one to bless us and give us wisdom to study about that Christian. We are all witness in your name. To God be the glory. Bless the word of God. Use your servant. I am nothing without you, Lord, because without you, we have no power to preach God's word. But God, thank you for your goodness, and the Holy Spirit is the one to give us the power, Lord, to preach and to teach your word to your people in the song worship. Thank you so much, O God. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so thank you very much. So this morning, this noon here in the Philippines, the message that God give us this morning is, the title is Reason Why Every Christian Should Be a Witness. Even though we have pandemic right now, it is not, it is hard. It is difficult sometimes to do the work of God, like witnessing or soul winning. But the mandate of God is always there. That reason why every Christian should be a witness, because it never stops in spite of these things happen in this world. We believe that the more that we have this pandemic, the more sickness and trials that we have happening in our world today, is the time that we need to do more in the work of God, because the Great Commission is still there in the church. That the Bible says in Mark 16, verse 15, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That is the command. Why every Christian should be a witness? Because number one, God commanded us. God commanded us. God is always not lost his command, but his command is active right now. Even sometimes we are discouraged. We have so many problems that comes in our ways that we never expect that. But God is always giving us the strength and the power to do it by the grace of God. And in our social media, we can win souls, we can fulfill the command, go. Even sometimes we stay, but we have the Facebook. Then we have that messenger, we have that many things that God allow us to have an open door for witnessing. Even there in the place that you have now in Kuwait, you have no freedom to do like here in the Philippines. But God is using you there. And God is giving you wisdom and more power to do it by the grace of God. Even in internet, you can do and share and give gospel tracts even in malls. But from this time, because of pandemic, I think the government there in Kuwait never allowed that happen, that you cannot go in the mall and go and share the give the gospel tracts to people, to the Kuwaiti, to the Muslim area. So for me, it is hard, but in the sight of God, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. We believe wherever we go, that we can preach always. Amen. We can do something for the Lord in spite of sorrow that happened in the church there. For me, it is not, sometimes it is hard to accept. But by God's grace, you can do it. By God's grace, you can do it. All the members that remain there in Bible Believers Baptist Church, Kuwait, don't be discouraged. The command of God is go and share the word of God and preach the gospel. Wherever God put you in your work, you must share. You must do what is best for our master, because the command is always there. It is not stopped. It is not stopped. We have the great open door that God has given to us in the book of Revelation. We have the great open door in spite of things happening that in this world that we cannot understand. But in Luke 14:23, the Bible says, if you are there, "And the Lord said unto me, unto the servant, Go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled." It is hard to gather in your place there, fellow Christian, pastor, but I know like this, we can gather. We can fellowship each other. The things that we can do, that we need to go by the grace of God. Maybe it is not in the way that you can go out to the highways, but in our duty and our job and work, we can do something for God in winning souls and witnessing to other people over there in Kuwait. So here in the Philippines, by the grace of God, today, no, in our extension work, by the grace of God, we have winning souls. And last Saturday in Sister, last Thursday in Sisters Don, Brother Bob, Pastor Bob, in the Sister Don's house, your house, praise the Lord, we have plenty of souls that received Christ as their Savior yesterday. And that is a blessing. Even Sister Don is died already, but her life is still remain and faithful and holding the best for God, for God's glory, that we can share their relatives are open already, open for the gospel, because we still carrying the Great Commission and the gospel to them about the free salvation. And praise God, every souls that we win here in Bakong, Bible believers, Baptist Church Kuwait, you have a great part. You have a great part for that. Your support, your help, it is not useless. Sometimes people said it is a waste to help in missionaries. It is a waste to help something for mission, for work. But Christian, it is not a waste. Every souls that are converted in a missionary place in the Philippines, wherever you send, you support missionary, it is not useless. And 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, always immovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain. Friends, a fellow Christian, it is not vain that we can do for God's glory. So the Bible says that we need to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come, and that my house may be filled. That is the way that we can do for that. In Matthew again, Jesus Christ said this in Matthew 4 verse 19. Please open your Bible. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So that is the command of Jesus Christ to Apostle Peter, Simon Peter. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Sometimes it is sad that we can, our profession, our works, we have, sometimes it is not easy to quit it for God's work sometimes. But in your area of responsibility over there, like us here, that we can work the work of the Lord in a full-time service by the grace of God. Full-time service that we can work together with my wife and family in full-time service. But the Bible says, after Simon Peter, he forsook all, then he followed the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, from now on, you cannot catch fish, but I will make you fishers of men. Amen? So every one of us, we are a fishers of men wherever we go. In any places of this world, we are fishers of men. Whatever our profession will be, we are called by Jesus Christ and we are called by God in the ministry to witness to people. That is the way that we need to do by the grace of God. Another verse in our text, in Acts 1 verse 8, but he shall receive power. That is our authority, that we have the power to do it. Amen? Amen? That is the authority, that the power to do it, that God is always commanding us. He never stopped to command us, because he said, but he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. It is from the church, no? In the church, and it must be all Judea. Not only in our church, but in all Judea. And in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. It is around the world. It is the world mission. It is the world, the scope of the gospel, the scope of soul winning, the scope of witnessing is all around the world. Not only Philippines, not only Kuwait, but all, even in Middle East. I think there are so many missionaries over there, even Israel. We are praying for Israel that God sent a missionary. There will be an open door over them that the Jews and Israel, the nation of God, might be saved. And praise God that we are happy that you are there in the part of Middle East, in Kuwait, that preaching the gospel in spite of the Muslim area. Amen. But praise the Lord for your effort. And sometimes it is not easy, but it is easy by the grace of God. Amen. That the grace of God can always sustain us. Sometimes we cannot do it all, because we are just a limited person. We are just, we have no capacity. But praise the Lord, every Christian, we can do it with the heart and fulfill the command of God, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. And number two, reason why every Christian should be a soul winner, should be a witness. Number two, It is because it is our responsibility. Responsibility is praising us. It is the way God is ordering us and God praising us because we are saved to have responsibility. Amen?
Amen.
We are saved to have a responsibility. Sometimes people said, you are irresponsible because you are not doing your responsibility. Christian, in spite of pandemic, we never lost our responsibility to God. Always do it with the heart. That we do it with the heart, not men pleasing, not eye service, but it is for the glory of God that we can do it by the grace of God. That our responsibility is the one to praising us, praising on. Praise the gospel, praise the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. And that is the command of Jesus Christ. Even Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 1, verse 14. Look at that place. In Romans chapter 1, verse 14, I am bitter both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. You know that we are bitter of that Greeks and barbarians or any race of people, even the Jews, even the people without Christ, the people we are, sometimes our responsibility will be lost because of many things happens in our lives. We forget sometimes the work of God because Satan is always there to disturb us. Remember this, that Satan is not willing that any person come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ by salvation. You know, Satan is always doing his best right now because Satan is double time. He is doing double time right now because Jesus Christ is coming soon. So the fulfillment of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 24, verse 14, the Bible says, except this gospel must be preached throughout the nation and throughout the world. And then the end shall come. Wow. Amen. So that is the way. In Romans 1:16, the Bible says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Power of God to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen. Praise the Lord. No? So our mission has no limit. The witnessing has no limit. Witnessing, it is not only that we have a right. Sometimes we have in our own emotion, but witnessing is always a responsibility. Responsibility must be done by the grace of God. Amen. In spite of COVID-19, like you there, we must do it. We must do it wherever you go, in your office, in your work. You are a missionary. Amen. You are a missionary. You are the one to share them in your friends, in your co-workers, even in your place of office. That is your mission field. And that mission field, that you have the duty to do, friends, because Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 8, the Bible says, if you have that, when I see unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. That is the way, the wicked man shall surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. That is the way that we are accountable. We are accountable. Yes, amen. We are accountable. Every one of us here in the Philippines, we are accountable. There in Kuwait, you are accountable. Because that is the mission of God. That is the mission, the vineyard of Jesus Christ, Christian. So the Bible says, but the wicked man will be dying, but his blood will I require at thine own, at thine hand. So even sometimes there are some Christians said, he's not this person, it's not my relative, it is not my friend. So I think I lose them. You know, sometimes Christian, we need to, our friends, our relatives will be, we can lose them or we can win them. So that is the way that we need to win them. Our challenge is we need to win them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Another verse, not only in Ezekiel, but in James chapter 5, verse 20. Are you there? Say amen. James chapter 5, verse 20. Let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Wow. That's the greatest things that we have responsibility. That responsibility can convert one sinner in the sight of our God. Amen?
Amen.
So what a blessing that we have that blessing. We are not, we are both debtor to all classes of people to give them the gospel of Christ. This is our responsibility to the lost around us. If we fail to warn the wicked from the error of his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require from us. So let them know. Let them know. Let them share about the gospel of salvation. So that is the way that the way that God challenged us. The reason why every Christian should be a witness. Number one, God commanding us. Number two, responsibility is pressing us. The number three, love is constraining us. Love is constraining us. That love can do. Love can put in action in soul winning, in witnessing. We need to love the unlovable people. Sometimes it is not easy to love the unlovable people. Friends, Christian, it is not easy to love the unlovable people. But in the heart, we need to love, to be concerned of that unlovable people. Yes, you know? In Kuwait, I know it is not easy. It is not easy. We cannot compare our situation here and your situation there. But praise God, we have the same God. That God can do something. And God give always a miracle that someday Kuwait will be a Christian country. Kuwait will be an open. And praise God for liberating 25 years, 26 years. We have been here in Bakong 26 years already. This coming December, we are 27 years already working in this one area of town. And thank you for every one of you that you have a part of 27 years of this ministry.
Amen.
Every members, Pastor Arman Sebial, Ma'am Los, and all the all Brother James or Jim Beer, I think. And all the members that are not there already in Kuwait, I know you, some of them, they are in the Philippines ministering together with the local churches. But praise God, still holding on by the grace of God, the rope of soul winning and witnessing that do it by the grace of God until now, until we die. until we die. We can go on and uphold the ministry that God love is constraining us, that love can move. That love can move and give us the way, the open doors of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:14, this is the way. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Can you imagine? For the love of Christ constraineth us, because We thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And praise the Lord for that blessing, that love. The Bible says, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The scope of God's love is the world. It is not only in one nation, but the world, the scope of the world. The love of God is the world right now. And his sacrifice is all over the world. And he saved the world in John chapter 3. That the world might be saved through him. Oh, wow. That is the ministry. That is the common goal, the purpose. That we need to be a witness and to be used for the work of Jesus Christ. Any person who is really saved will have a desire to see others get saved. Amen. So that is the way. That is our desire that somebody gets saved. Praise the Lord. Here in Bakong, every week we have almost 25 souls got saved every week in our weekly soul winning. Praise the Lord. In street preaching, praise the Lord. Every Saturday we preach in the marketplace. Every night we preach. Oh, there are people receiving the gospel. There are people accepting the gospel tracts. Wow, what a blessing. Sometimes people give money to us. They give 500 pesos. We never ask offering, but the people come, Pastor, this is for the help of the ministry. I said, no, I'm not. We are not here to preach for offering. We are preaching the gospel and the free salvation. It is free. It is not for payment. He said, no, it is not payment, but it is the love. It is the love that we have in our hearts that we give for the ministry. And wow, sometimes they give food. Sometimes they give fruits in the market. And can you imagine our young people, the men of the church, the members, they are happy. So like they're challenged to do more and said, this is the way that we can do by the grace of God. Never stop, never quit. By the grace of God, sometimes we are afraid because our situation here, sometimes our COVID situation will be increasing. But the police said, you never preach, Pastor. But I said to the police, I never stop cheap to preach here in the public market because I know the gospel is very essential right now. I said to the chief of police here in our local PNP unit, and every Monday I have been there to have Bible study to our police officers. And praise God. And they can understand and said, oh, Pastor, go on. Just go on. And they are there. They are there also observing us. And praise God for the blessing that every opportunity that we can witness, we can preach to people, every people, even they hear or not, maybe they receive Christ heartily or not, but we never ashamed to give the gospel to the people that need salvation. And praise the Lord for that. I believe it is a challenge to us that any person we need to be save the other people. If we are saved, we need to save other people by Jesus Christ. The indwelling Christ will compel every believer to seek the lost and on the way to hell. Yes, every people, every second, every minute, there are people going to hell and they need salvation. They need the Lord Jesus Christ. Every people, every seconds in the world, in the nation of Kuwait, there are people dying. There are people dying. When I saw the cemetery over there are many people, but Pastor Bob, there are many people. I think that is all. I do not know that it all COVID victim, but I know there are so many people dying every day over there also in Kuwait. I believe that every hour there will be people, three people die every second of the clock. Every second, there are three people died. Every second, there are people, there are babies that are born. Oh, that is our mission. That is our mission. Every breath, every life that people has, we have a great responsibility. We have that love that constrains us. We have that love that moves us. We have that love that push us, that pushing us to do witnessing. To do witnessing. People are waiting for us. Wherever we go. Oh, wherever we go. Here in the Philippines, people are waiting for us. I believe Pastor Sibial, people in Cebu are waiting for you. And then I know you are old. Not old so much. But in our life, in preaching the gospel, in winning souls, no matter we are old or we are young, we are still used by God. Amen. Pastor Bob, we are still used by God. I think 59 years old already. 59 years old, very young. Friends there, fellow Christian, fellow members, we are young. Until Jesus Christ will come, we need to win souls. We need to have that love that constrained us. Then lastly, number four, it is only four points. It's okay, Pastor? Yeah, okay, number four. Not only the reason why every Christian should be a witness. Number one, God's commanding us. Responsibility is pressing us. Then number three, love is constraining us. Then number four, sinners are perishing. Sinners are perishing. Mark 16:16, the Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So what I tell before, that hell. Hell, people go to hell. So the reason why we need to do, we have time to do it by the grace of God. We have time to do it by the grace of God. The Bible says, go ye and tell the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with the tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink in a deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And that is our ministry. Oh, that is the ministry that we can do, because sinners are waiting for us. Sinners are progressing. Sinners are increasing. Do you believe that? Sinners are very popular right now in this world. But what God need to us, that we need to bring them in to Jesus Christ. We need to go and preach them and tell them that Jesus saved. That Jesus saved. In Psalms 9 verse 17, if you have that, Psalms 9 verse 17, the wicked shall be torn into hell, and all the nation that forget God. The wicked shall be torn into hell, and all the nation that forget God. And that is true. That is true. All the nations that forget God, except this gospel must be preached throughout the world. And then the end shall come. So yes, that is the way that God said, for the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the Lord for that fear is forever. So the expectation of God that the people, the poor, not perish forever in hell, because sinners are going to hell. And praise God, we are here today as a Christian because we are sinners saved by grace through faith. And praise God for that. What a blessing to be a witness, because we are sinners saved by grace, by the grace of God. Do you believe that? Amen. So praise God for that. One day we are sinners, but praise the Lord. One day we repent. I remember my conversion, May 15, 1988, I received Christ as my Savior. That is the beginning of my relationship to Jesus Christ. And May 15 is 1988, I think I almost 30 plus years in my Christian life. But I always challenge myself, Lord, give me a burden for souls. Give me burden for souls. For me, Lord, buried my heart. And that is the song that he said, buried my heart, Lord, in a mission field. Unlike Sister Ida, like Sister Dawn, because Sister Dawn called us here Sister Ida. He buried his heart in a mission field. And that mission field is Kuwait. His body never torn here in our place. But his body, his life, was buried in the mission field. And that is the heart of missionary. Pastor Bob, I know it is not easy to be a pastor, to be a missionary over there in Kuwait. But by the grace of God, the mandate will always, we are witnesses. We need to do it. We need to go on. Because in John 3:36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. In Revelation 20, verse 15, this is the last verse. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the way that sinners will go in the lake of fire. So we have time to do. We have the challenge. This message is a challenge to us, even in pandemic, even in happiness in the church there in Kuwait, even the church here in the Philippines. But that is a blessing to us, that whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. So sinners, the one that's waiting for sinners that they never repent and they never believe and they neglect Jesus Christ as their Savior, they are going to hell. But we have the time to do it. Amen. So we never quit to win souls. Just go on. Bible Believers Baptist Church, that is my challenge to you as a missionary. just go on. We are praying for all of you. We are praying for all of you. We always uphold you. And thank you so much for everything that we do, that we continue to be a witness. Don't quit. No retreat, no surrender. Be a finisher, not a quitter. Always do it for God's glory. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Let us bow down our head and let us pray. Our Father, thank you so much, God, for the blessing of your word. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for always giving us the command, go ye and tell the world and preach the gospel. Thank you that the mission never stopped, the commission never stopped. And thank you for that great responsibility that pressing us. Because sometimes, Lord, we feel discouraged. We feel so empty sometimes that happiness of this world, it come to stop, Lord, of our burden to witness other people. But God, thank you for giving us the Great Commission, the Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we are witnesses. We are commanded to go. We have responsibility to fulfill. And God, help us that we always do something that love will be the one to pushing us to do in witnessing. And Lord, help us to realize that there are sinners around us in our area of responsibility, that they are dying without Christ, that they are dying without salvation, that they are dying without destiny. And Lord, help us, Lord, to do our best. Lord, help us that we never quit in winning soul, in witnessing people, in spite of their belief, in spite of their, they have little freedom there in Kuwait. Oh God, thank you so much that they are missionaries, they are underground churches over there in Middle East, that they are continue serving you, preaching, and doing the responsibility. Oh God, for the example is the Bible Believers Baptist Church Kuwait. We know they have no full freedom like here in the Philippines. But God, thank you so much that they have the burden for souls. Thank you so much for they are supporting missionaries. Thank you, Lord. If they are supporting missionaries, it means the mission that they support, people might be saved. Of that support that they are giving to mission and to missionary. Every souls that converted in the mission field, every churches that they are supporting missionary throughout the world, they have the part of that soul. That someday in heaven, there are people that give us acknowledgement that we are used to give to mission and to give our life, our hearts for people, witnessing them in spite of their races, in spite of their religious belief. But God, give us the heart that is always a burden, has a compassion to do it, the mercy, the compassion to see the multitude without Christ, without a shepherd. And Lord, please bless every members of the Bible Believers Baptist Church Kuwait under the leadership of your pastor, Pastor Bob. Continue to strengthen them and protect them, Father. Thank you for this great privilege, Lord, for all the Christians here in the Philippines, all the pastors, oh God, that continue preaching the gospel, winning souls for Jesus Christ, and witnessing. And Lord, we pray that you are the one to bless. Thank you for this great privilege that we can preach. To God be the glory. We glorify you. We exalt your name because your name will be glorified, will be exalted, not ours, but your name will be glorified. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. We commit all these things to you. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for all of you. Good morning. Amen.